Good afternoon, everyone. Everybody good?
How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. You guys reconfigured the space here. A little bit different. I kind of like it, I think. Oh, boy, it's good. Hey, you did a great job.
Romeo, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks in your time. Watching Hoyer in practice, what do you think about him?
I think that he does a good job of managing the team. I think he's smart. He understands the system, and I think he'll do a good job. All right, he's coming along, and he's out there in pads, so that's good to see. And I think that the trainers, they got a program for him that they're going to try to manage him, and the more that he can do, then the more we're going to ask him to do. So we're not at that point, yet, so we'll see how it goes. I think it's good. I think he enjoys being out there. It's been over a year, I guess, that since he's been on the field, so he's excited about getting out with the gang and competing and doing those kind of things.
Romeo, how involved in the discussions with the trainers are you so you can know how to plan for, how to use Jadeveon through these practices as he's come back on the field?
Well, they let me know what he can and cannot do, and we act accordingly. But I really don't have any input. But that's why we got doctors and we got trainers, because they've experienced it and they know what system needs to be in place for him to get back to the field. And so that's what we're trying to get done, get him back to the field.
Romeo, everybody talks about him physically. What about the mental part that he's missed of playing outside linebacker?
Well, he's still a rookie in that aspect. Because he's starting all over again. And so I think that he's going to be enthusiastic, but he's going to make mistakes. And we've got to live with those mistakes until he can get to the point where he gets better at it.
Morning, Romeo. In terms of the strong safety position, Eddie Pleasant and Andre Howell have seen the bulk of the work. Do you feel like it's still pretty wide open, or do you feel like you're starting to settle on who you want to be out there most of the time?
I think we have a great competition going on at that position. And I think it's going to go down to the wire, they're making it tough on us to make a decision. And so we've tried to give all of them, quite a few reps so that they can put on tape, what their abilities are. And so we still got a couple of weeks, week and a half or whatever, so we'll let it play out and see.
Romeo, what do you think Vince Wilfork's doing down there for you right now?
Well, I think Vince brings a lot of experience and leadership to the team. And he is able to help the young guys and talk to them about technique, talk to them about how they should progress as far as being a pro football player. I think that's very important for the team. I think Vince still got it. He still can line up out there and make plays. And so we're encouraged by that. And we're looking forward to having him out there in the regular season.
Romeo, a couple of veteran free agents been around the block a couple times, Brandon and Stevie Brown. Can you address what it's like coaching those guys? Stevie's case, coming off a bad knee injury, and where they're at in this process, and how important this game is for guys in their situation.
Well, anytime a guy is coming off an injury, he's always a little apprehensive about how that injury is going to hold up. But Stevie's been able to get out on the field, during training camp, and I think that he's represented himself well, and he's in that competition. And I think that he's a smart guy because he's got that experience, and so that's beneficial to him. And so he'll let it play out also. All right, I'll start with Lewis. I think Lewis has improved. He's working. We didn't get a chance to see him work a whole lot last year, but he's working hard. He's shown improvement on the field, and we still have a ways to go, but he's working at it and improving. Covington, he's a local kid who's come in here, and I think he's done a good job trying to learn the system because the system is a different system for him. But he's sharp as far as football goes, and he's got a little knack on third down sometimes to be able to get into the pocket. So if he continues to grow with the system, I think that he might have a chance.
Romeo. Hello.
Hi.
Can you talk about the progression of Kevin Johnson and what you've seen from him?
Well, you know, Kevin, he's a young man that he's the right kind of young man, you know. His good attitude, competitive guy. He works hard, wants to do good, and he has some abilities that allow him to do good. You know, he's got some quickness. He can transition. I think that will benefit him once the regular season starts, you know. He is a rookie as well, and what I've experienced in this league is that they pick on rookies, and rookies have to learn, you know, and so we'll see how he handles it when the other guys start picking on him, you know, and if he can pick off passes, then it'll be good.
Coach Brian Cushing said that mentally and physically this was his favorite training camp yet, health-wise. When you look at where he was last year compared to this year, where do you think you'd see the most improvement in him?
Well, in his movement skills, you know, because he's coming off, what, a couple of knees that he had back-to-back, and that slowed him down. But he's moving very well this camp, and I think that he is enjoying the fact that he can move the way he used to move, you know. And so I think that gives him a lot of confidence in what he can do and how he plays the game.
Going into this camp, you were hopeful to get all your guys, all your pieces. Looks like JD's going to be there. JJ made a comment yesterday, hey, on paper we look good, but we don't play games on paper, which is obvious. But how excited are you with Will Fort there, all your pieces together as you approach this whole thing?
Well, like I tell them, if they do good, then I'm excited. If they don't do good, then I'm not as excited, you know. But I think that, like JJ said, we got some pieces in place that if everybody can stay healthy, you know, I think we can be competitive.
Do they have to be in a preseason game together to be that unit?
Not necessarily. They're in practice every day together, you know, and so they learn a lot from practice. I hope so, you know, and that's the goal, and not to have to start all the way over, you know, because last year they didn't know the system, they didn't know me, I didn't know them, and we grew together, you know, as the season went on and did pretty good toward the end. So hopefully we will not have to go back to, you know, stage one and then redo it all over again. So that's the goal, is to be good early. All right, thank you.